played quarterback in high school. I still got the gun. So.
Oh, thank you. All right. Thank you, Mike. Good seeing you again.
Good to see you. And looking forward to all you guys in the 4th Fest Parade tomorrow.
In here, live in studio for 6 straight hours tomorrow morning starting at 6, Cindy Huber. Have yourself a wonderful 4th of July. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin on Capitol Hill, where House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is using what's called his magic minute to delay the vote on President Trump's big tax and spending bill.
I feel the obligation, Mr. Speaker, to stand on this House floor and take my sweet time to tell the stories of the American people.
That minute has lasted more than 3 hours now.
All we need is 4 Republicans to show John McCain levels of courage when it comes to protecting the health, the safety, and the well-being of the American people.
Republican Jason Smith is pushing for the bill to get to the finish line, though.
It's about restoring sanity in a town that's lost it, cutting waste and reining in reckless spending. It demands that if you're able to work, you should.
That bill could be up for a final vote later this morning. The latest jobs report is now out and beat expectations. 147,000 jobs were added in June. That is up from May. Economist Archie Hall.
It reflects a job market that remains still pretty robust, pretty strong. And if I was the Federal Reserve looking at this, I'd feel a bit vindicated in my decision to kind of hold off doing anything too dramatic and sort of stick to a wait-and-see approach.
The unemployment rate was down slightly to 4.1%. There was a deadly drive-by shooting outside a nightclub in Chicago late last night while people were leaving an album listening party. 4 people were killed, at least 14 injured. Street pastor Donovan Price described the scene.
People wanting to find their other people, find who was alive, finding who was, you know, where their phones were because they dropped them in the chaos.
15 people were hurt when the small skydiving plane they were in crashed in a wooded area near an airport in Williamstown, New Jersey. Andrew Halter is with the Glassboro, New Jersey Police Department.
The injuries have varied from minor to critical. Many patients that were coming out of the aircraft were covered in jet fuel, so a decon area was established by fire and hazmat crews.
Federal authorities are investigating. Well, the holiday travel rush has begun, but severe storms could cause some problems. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at LAX.
People lined up here well before 4 this morning local time, trying to get their trips on the way, and getting out early is probably the best bet, because as we look to the mid-afternoon, that chance of thunderstorms ramps up on the East Coast.
And the TSA is expecting to screen more than 18 million travelers over the holiday weekend. That could be a record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The biennial budget was signed into law at just after 1:30 this morning. Governor Tony Evers had his pen out early. It capped a marathon legislative session that saw bipartisan support and some opposition from both parties. The $111.1 billion plan includes major investments in health care and education. The Racine Common Council upheld Mayor Corey Mason's veto blocking a beer license for a proposed gas station and food mart on Washington Avenue. The mayor is citing concerns about alcohol sales near childcare facilities. Supporters argued that the project would have brought needed investment and fresh food to that neighborhood. Funeral arrangements for Milwaukee Police Officer Kendall Corder, who died in the line of duty, are set for next Friday. Visitation is at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield. A former Kenosha teacher was sentenced to more than a year in jail for sending inappropriate messages to a student. Christian Enright, who pleaded guilty to over a dozen misdemeanor disorderly conduct charges, was also given 3 years probation. Fireworks displays are happening tonight in several communities, including Sturtevant, Paddock Lake, and Waukesha. Tonight, Milwaukee debuts a new drone show at McKinley Beach. More fireworks are planned for tomorrow, of course, and there are some on Saturday. You can find those in Twin Lakes, Tishigan, and Oak Creek. You can start saving seats at 5 a.m. tomorrow for Racine's Parade. The 89th annual 4th Fest Parade kicks off at 9 with more than 140 units and a flyover expected at just before 11. The parade will be televised on Channel 24. You can get a parade rundown at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Mets beat the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers' Jacob Mizorowski was off to one of the best starts for a pitcher in the history of baseball. Last night, though, he ran into a little trouble, loaded the bases, then gave up a grand slam. The Mets beat the Brewers 7-3. Pat Murphy on why he had to pull Mizorowski out after 3 2/3 innings.
Ball wasn't coming off his fingers the same way. It was kind of like one time he let it go back here, the next time out here, and you could see he was pushing it sometimes, and his whole body was not in sync.
So now Mizorowski's record is 3 wins and 1 loss. Earlier in the day, the Brewers beat the Mets 7-2. Home runs by Sal Frelick, Isaac Collins, and Joey Ortiz hit his first career grand slam, giving credit to teammate Freddy Peralta.
You see it from the offense when the starting pitcher is doing what he can out there to get us back in to go swing. I mean, the offense usually stays locked in all game, and the process is more important than the results at times, so you just kind of got to grind through.
That's Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or a thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Hello, I'm Dan Marcus. Depending on whether you have to work on the 4th or not, this might be your Friday. Technically, though, for the calendar challenge, today is Thursday the 3rd. Enjoy WRJN.
These eyes cry every watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Sights. fighting. The wind and pulled down from the floor. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, a great story song from Jim Croce, Bad Bad Leroy Brown. I'm Dan Marcus. Coming up roughly half an hour from now, the first of two Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on the day, songs you haven't heard on the radio for a while. And half an hour from now, it's a really cool murder mystery song that went to number one. Any guesses? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? It's half an hour away on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. X-Golf Kenosha, where the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no bugs, and no sunburn. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf Kenosha brings the course to you. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufort, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost
must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And let's check the WRJN Santa Surf Report for today. Expecting a high temperature of 82 degrees, chance of thunderstorms later in the afternoon. Heat index going to sit there at about 88, so it'll be a good day to be at the beach. Waves are going to be under a foot. And the water temperature right now is 69.1. That's the WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. I just can't believe of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Yeah.
WRJN Rascals did Good Lovin', big one for them, went to number one. Let's bring in Stuart J. Waddles now in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom for an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Wisconsin's budget process wrapped up early this morning as Governor Tony Evers signed the $111 billion biennial budget into law. It's officially known as 2025 Act 15. The bill passed both chambers with bipartisan support after a marathon overnight session. Evers issued 23 partial vetoes, but did emphasize the compromise reached between parties. While some lawmakers from both sides opposed the bill, Evers said the budget demonstrates what can be accomplished when politics are set aside. The mayor's veto stands. The Racine Common Council this week upheld Mayor Corey Mason's veto, blocking a beer license for a proposed gas station and food mart on Washington Avenue. The vote fell one short of the 10 needed to override, with 9 alders supporting the override and 6 backing the mayor's decision. Mayor Mason cited community concerns about alcohol sales near childcare facilities and survey results favoring fewer liquor outlets. Supporters argued that the project would have brought needed investment and fresh food to the neighborhood. If you're looking for fireworks tonight, several communities will light up the sky. Shows are going off in Sturtevant, Paddock Lake, and Waukesha. The city of Milwaukee debuts a new drone show tonight at McKinley Beach. It's said to be designed as an environmentally friendly alternative to traditional fireworks. Of course, there will be more displays tomorrow, like in Racine and Kenosha. There are 5th of July fireworks in some areas, including Twin Lakes, Tishigan, and Oak Creek. And the 4th Fest Parade returns to Racine for its 89th year tomorrow. The theme is Roots in Racine. The parade starts at 9 with a pre-show at 8:30. It's expected a couple of F-35s will fly over at just before 11 a.m. Spectators can start to save seats at 5 tomorrow morning. Streets near the parade route will close at 7. Those at home can watch live on TV Channel 24. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Children. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Hits WRJN. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes did that. If you don't know me by now, great song, but slow. Let's crank it up. This works. The Kinks. Timeless hit, WRJN.
Not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. Night.
find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget is right around the corner, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while, and this one is a murder mystery. So, I mean, seriously, it's a murder mystery, a song about a murder mystery, and we don't know who done it. Maybe you do. Maybe you figured it out from the clues in the song. But it hit number one in 1973. Know what it is? Guess? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller, it's next on WRJN.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. X-Golf Kenosha, where the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no bugs, and no sunburn. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf Kenosha brings the course to you. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's open up the vault door.
And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. A song that hasn't been heard on the radio for a while. Now, have you figured out from the one clue I gave you? Actually, I gave you two. What the song is today? It's a murder mystery. That's clue number one. Made number one in 1973. That's clue number two. Okay. Any guesses? Here's a song that was written by a guy named Bobby Russell. And he offered it first to Cher. And Cher said, no, I don't think so. So then Bobby Russell said, well, how about if I give it to my wife? Let her sing it. Nothing like being second choice, right? But his wife's name was Vicki Lawrence. And the song that Cher passed on that went to number one, The Murder Mystery from 1973, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello and he said, hi, what's doing? Whoa, said, sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Got mad and he saw red. And Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul, an old backwoods southern lawyer. The judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one.
The brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Then he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big belly sheriff grabbed his gun and said, "Why'd you do it?" And the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, "Supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it." That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. Had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Oh, oh. Well, don't trust your soul and all backwoods southern lawyer.
Vicki Lawrence with The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Number one, 1973, a song passed on by Cher. And I'm Dan Marcus. That song, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. Now, this afternoon, another nugget. And by the way, before I forget, next week is going to be Instrumental Week. Every nugget will be an instrumental next week, okay? But this afternoon's nugget is going to thrill fans of Chicagoland music groups, okay, because it's one of the best by one of the best bands. That's this afternoon. Well, and no, it's not by Chicago. It's coming up at 1:45 this afternoon on WRJN.
Thank you.
I'll just take your glasses.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Tomorrow morning, Cindy Huber returns for one show as she fills in for Don Rosen. Don and Lou Rogani going to be in the Racine 4th Fest Parade downtown. So Don can't be in two places at one time. Cindy will be filling in. I'll show up at noon tomorrow. Welcome back, Cindy, to WRJN.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he blows it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the four boys are playing, bringing it up.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Thank you.
Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacey Lynn. For almost 5 hours now, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has been speaking on the House floor, voicing opposition to the president's big tax and spending bill.
This disgusting abomination, the GOP tax scam, guts Medicaid, rips food from the mouths of children.
It is still unclear how long he'll go. Kevin McCarthy holds the current record.